Hi everyone, my name is Jonathan Lim and I am a fourth year medical student at the University of British Columbia. Today I'll be presenting the identification of X-linked missense variants in TAF1 in five unrelated families with autism spectrum disorder. TAF1 is an X-linked gene encoding the largest component and core scaffold of the TFIID basal transcription factor complex. This gene plays a role in neurodegenerative diseases and developmental delay. An increasing number of cases have been reported with variants in this gene, grouped as a new neurodevelopmental syndrome. Common clinical features of this syndrome include hypotonia, facial dysmorphia, developmental delay, intellectual disability, and autism spectrum disorder, or ASD. The etiology of autism spectrum disorder continues to be extensively researched. There are many genes that have been shown to play a role in its development, and TAF1 is a gene that may have a role, but the extent to which it plays a part is not yet clear. Using parents and affected whole genome sequencing methods, we identified five rare missense variants of TAF1 in five individuals across our cohort of over 125. In silico tools were used to predict the pathogenicity of variants, moreover, to find other potentially deleterious variants that may contribute to the causes and/or susceptibility to ASD, we screened our whole genome sequencing data in each family. These discovered variants were shown to have high confidence criteria for being ASD genes as per the Safari website. We also looked at the established literature that went into detail recording the TAF1 variants and the phenotypes of their affected individuals. Using a number of phenotype characteristics in the HPO, we compared our cohort to these cohorts for any similarities or differences. Our analysis showed that all five of our variants were hemizygous in nature, maternally inherited from unaffected mothers. Of the five variants, the phenotypes of four of the five were scored as either simple 1 or simple 2, while one was scored as complex 5. These scores are according to our phenotype semi-quantitative evaluation criteria. With respect to the location of the variants of this gene, we saw that our most severely affected phenotype had their variant in a hotspot for pathogenic or likely pathogenic variants, whereas the other four were in areas more likely to be benign. All five of these cases had a number of variant ASD genes discovered. However, the importance of each variant and its interaction with TAF1 is yet to be finalized. In terms of future directions, we hope to perform more phenotypic clustering. We hope to correlate the phenotype with the TAF1 variant location. And finally, we hope to determine the significance of a TAF1 variant alone and its interaction with other ASD associated genes. Thank you very much for your time.